If the debates are not effective in getting Americans to change their minds about the candidates, it may be because the voters are grappling with some larger questions, wondering how the political process actually relates to their lives and if they can trust anything they're told in these debates. During this election season, many politicians and academics are paying for focus groups, bringing together carefully selected groups of voters to find out what they want from a candidate. One such focus group met this week outside Baltimore. NPR's Steve Inskeep was there to watch.
Politicians choose their words carefully, and in recent years they've been talking constantly about restoring trust and keeping promises. Nancy Poole has been listening, but she doesn't believe it. An office manager from Hunt Valley, Maryland, Poole doubts that it's possible for candidates to tell the truth.
We're a country of such diverse opinions and beliefs that in order to achieve a political office as high as that of President of the United States, one cannot be totally honest about all one's beliefs.
On Monday night, 16 people, including Nancy Poole, pulled up chairs around a long table in Towson, Maryland. The moderator of this focus group session is Rich Harwood, a researcher whose company surveys public opinion for newspapers and foundations. For this group, he's assembled a representative sample of the population who may offer a representative sample of attitudes about politics.
Many of you said when we called you on the phone yesterday, or if we've talked to you before, you said that the campaign was dull, some said boring, brutal, sad. I've heard other people call it a farce. One person yesterday called it super sucky.
Television networks are paying less attention to this election than they did in 1992, and so are viewers. Ratings for Sunday's first presidential debate were down by as much as a third. It's happening even though both candidates crafted campaigns to appeal to the widest possible number of people. Politicians in both parties are diving for the center, trying to show their moderation. That's what Bob Dole and Bill Clinton did Sunday night.
The American people can make up their mind about whether that's a liberal record or a record that's good for America. Liberal, conservative, you put whatever label you want on it.
I'm not some extremist out here. I care about people. I have my own little foundation that's raised about $10 million for the disabled. I don't advertise it. Just did. Haven't before.
Years of public opinion polls have registered voters' disgust with divisive or extreme politics. On Sunday, voters saw a presidential debate that was more civil than past editions, but this focus group found it a little boring and hard to believe. Software consultant Charlie Ellis says he'd rather see a candidate who takes some strong positions and is honest enough to admit it.
Let's say we had an election between an arch-conservative, mm-hmm. not someone who was somewhat to the right but now trying to get to the center, and maybe someone, an arch-liberal, perhaps even to the left of Ted Kennedy, instead of someone who is now trying to get to the center. Mm-hmm. This year. Mm-hmm. Neither one of those two fellows at the debate has that credibility.
Researcher Rich Harwood suggests the candidates are trying so hard to seem moderate, they won't risk addressing the complicated problems which many Americans worry about.
People feel the issues of health care, the issues of crime, the issues of a changing economy in their daily lives, and yet they turn on the tube to watch this debate, and they hear two candidates arguing about who's telling the truth about their record, and they hear very little from the candidates about what they want to do for the future.
Of course, both candidates recite slogans about the 21st century, but several focus group participants suspect the candidates are hiding their real agendas. Accountant Joe Albert has filled out plenty of tax forms and wondered about the origins of many tax loopholes. He says large corporations are spending so much money to finance campaigns that he fears voters have lost control.
You want to believe, but it's a lot of money in this game. And you know daggone right well those corporations are going to get something back from it. They're not just putting it in there because they like Clinton or they like Dole. And you know it.
A few members of the focus group say they long for a candidate who's above special interests, representing everyone. But not everyone agrees. Attorney Alan Levy of Pikesville, Maryland, says it's unrealistic to hope for a completely independent candidate.
He's going to represent interests. He's going to represent groups. We're talking about a candidate here. He's not going to represent everyone.
Levy says he doesn't like candidates pretending that they're not supported by special interests. During a two-hour session, no single issue captivated this group. Some say they wouldn't even mind if candidates differed with them on issues, but they do want candidates they can trust. That would seem like a hopeful sign for Republican Bob Dole, who was basing much of his campaign on his trustworthiness. But voters here seem to sense that they're not hearing a debate about how the government really works, which leaves them less inclined to trust anyone. I'm Steve Inskeep, reporting.